Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, I tried to donate some of my stuff and they didn't want it. I said, here's a Darius and Kyla Bobble has it. No, that's all right. We got all of those that we need. So that's why I'm not donating my stuff. I can't find anybody who wants it, Steiny. That's the bottom line.
Well, are you talking about your stuff like your autographed Buddy Hield bobblehead, or are you talking about my first team all division high school all-star team?
D3.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I got some ABA pennants. I got, you know what I have, and I've talked about this before, so I don't mean to be redundant. I have, you know, I was a Kings season ticket holder when LeBron came through, played his first game in Sacramento, and we have the ticket stub still, and they're actually worth a bit of money, Steiny. There is a market for those, for tickets for players and their original games. So we have 3 tickets to LeBron's first NBA game ever, which was in Sacramento, and it's worth a little bit here. So I'm just telling you, it's worth a little. I'm not going to be donating those to anybody. Yeah. Ka-ching. What is the most valuable piece of sports memorabilia that you currently have?
Well, let's let Kyle jump in here because I got to think about that for a sec.
That's one of the biggest bummers about going to digital tickets is you no longer have that like piece of... I have a ticket from one of the first Aiden's games I ever went to. Olmedo Sainz hit a walk-off homer. And I wrote on the back of the ticket, like, oh, this game was fun. You don't get to do that anymore. And I understand right. The necessity and the technology. You're saving the trees. I'm all for it. But you do miss that, like, hey, here's a historic game. Here, I saw Dallas Braden's perfect game. I still have my ticket from it. Sean Manaea threw a no-hitter, and the A's sent out paper tickets to people who had digital tickets, and they were like, hey, here, just in case.
Keepsake, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's a bummer.
That's a good question, though, Whitey. How did you say? What's the best piece of sports memorabilia you own? Something like that?
And its value could be either something that means the most to you, right? Or just what do you think has the most monetary value of all the sports memorabilia that you have? I have a ticket, unused ticket, Game 5, 1969 World Series, Orioles and Mets, because Tug McGraw is from Vallejo, and he gave it to my father.
But your dad didn't go?
No, because Tug sent it to us long after the World Series is over. Like, here's a bunch of stuff. Here's a ball. Here's an autograph ball, which I took out. You know, literally the whole thing, I played in the street with it. But anyway, I still have some of that stuff from, so that unused 1969 World Series. I don't know what that's worth, but it's probably worth probably not as much as the LeBron ticket.
I think you're probably right. By the way, you know what? Let's throw that out there. That's a great question. 888-957-9570. What's the best or to you the most important or valuable piece of sports paraphernalia you have? Paraphernalia.
A lot of
sports memorabilia.
Sports paraphernalia.
I got that. I got that Larry Bird bong. Boy, it's incredible, man. Don't forget to get the Nick Van Exel vaporizer.
Sports paraphernalia. There's a real market.
Well, I mean,
for
Whitey.
That. A lot of baseball cards and right now, basketball cards especially, are worth a ton of money. There was just a Steph Curry one of a kind card that sold for like $5.9 million or something like that.
Wow. So, in my case, Whitey, would it be a piece of sports memorabilia from like a pro athlete, or would I actually use one of my very own sports memorabilia or trophies or honors or awards? You know what I mean? Like I have right. two different kinds. Maybe I should donate my trophy case and memorabilia to the Hall of Fame, basketball.
We'll have
Hall
to
fame.
Check on eBay. Maybe Spadone, I know he's busy, and Kyle, maybe they can check on what some of the Steinmetz memorabilia, some of your trophies, what it's going for on eBay right now, what it's going for in the open market. Probably
you know what? Maybe I'll put out that 1982 Player of the Year trophy from Berks County. Woo. See if anybody wants that. Yeah. Spadone, what'd you pay for that?
About like 20 cents. Just remember, I watched a lot of Pawn Stars, guys, so just because you put something on eBay like at $20,000 doesn't mean it's actually worth that much.
True. Gotcha.
Yeah. Just be a little buddy, more clear when you say Pawn Wars.
Pawn Stars. Said, Pawn
yeah,
Stars.
That's even
not
worse.
AJ on an OB. Oh, gee.
No. But it kind of sounded like Porn Stars is what I'm saying.
I think that's the bit.
I told you about my big tip, right?
Yes, but I think that's why they called it that.
Okay.
It's on the strip.
Like, for example.
Yeah. Vegas strip. Yeah. So, there you go.
All right. Well, better late than never for mm-hmm. me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It looks like we've got a Franklin and Marshall warm-up jersey worn by Matt Steinmetz circa 1946. Authentic, practice used.
Vintage.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I'm on eBay. I'm looking up your memorabilia that's for sale. 68 cents currently, 42 bids.
Well, how long do we have to bid, Kyle? How long is it getting left?
33 minutes. Well, about 32. Get in there.
$2 that we could buy now.
Well, it's funny. I was going through some stuff, and you know, when I was in high school, we went to the District 3 playoffs in Pennsylvania, and they had, you know, they D3. Used to sell programs, you know, programs.
Right.
I have a couple of those programs that I could put up there. Programs from 1982. Program meaning like a little packet of where the starters are.
And
Kyle.
At that level, they're amateurgrams.
Yes. So the funny thing is, Kyle is like, I've never seen, I mean, you want to know the definition of chomping at the bit? That was Kyle. He's just waiting to get in there with that amateur grams. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Kyle doesn't get it.
No, he does get it. That's why he said that. All right. Tonight, Di Sclafani versus Bueller. What are you thinking? Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you thinking? Giants have taken 2 out of 3. Tough to predict baseball, but you actually think the Dodgers may come out with a little greater sense of urgency.
I think they may have to, and I think that meltdown last night in the ninth, maybe that's going to trigger something. And I'm not saying that means, look out for the Dodgers. I'm just saying they've been so, as I said earlier, just kind of above the fray about this whole thing. Walker Bueller certainly capable of dominating. He's been dominant all year long. To me, I just look at that 10-1, 2-3-7. All right, he's due to get lit up a little bit, right? I mean, is anybody quite that good? He has given up 13 home runs, so I look for the Giants to jump on him early, hopefully. You know, a good pitcher like that, you like to jump on him early. But this is a huge, huge game for the Giants, and I just don't know that the Dodgers are really taking this whole thing seriously. I was looking on FanGraphs earlier for what that's worth. Projections, let's see. Dodgers win the division. Okay, what do you think? Well, they have the Giants at 17.7%. Win the wild card, Giants 76.6%. Make playoffs, Giants 94.4%. Okay, again, fan graphs. Dodgers win division 69%. 69% chance
nice.
For the Dodgers to win the division, according to fan graphs. Win the wild card 30.6. Make the playoffs 99.5%. Clearly, the Dodgers are not that concerned about what the Giants are doing right now, and maybe that'll come back to bite them a little bit. I think perhaps it did last night.
Perhaps, but there may be something else at play here, and that is Kershaw and Bauer. Those are two darn good pitchers, and maybe the reality's setting in for the Dodgers that this is going to be a challenge because we don't have those two guys. Mm-hmm. I said this the other show. I'm going to assume Kershaw is going to be okay in, I don't know, 2 weeks, let's say. But if Kershaw's not okay and Bauer doesn't pitch again, which feels like a safe bet at this
point,
it does. At least for
I'm
the Dodgers. That means the Giants even have more action, as far as I'm concerned. So, I think the Giants can win the division, mostly because of those two factors right now. I think if Kershaw was healthy and Bauer would have never – forget Bauer. If Kershaw comes back relatively soon and he's Kershaw, I think the Dodgers will win the division. But it's – you know, I'd put it at 67%. Two out of three they'd win.
That's the Steingrafs. Steingrafs has it at 67%.
Yeah, and that's good. That's good enough for me if I'm the Giants. In terms,
Dodgers
of,
are said to be on the starting pitching warpath as a deadline looms. Most observers think that the Dodgers are going to be all in on beefing up their starting rotation, which again is another indication that they recognize. All right, we don't have Bauer, so what are the Dodgers going to be able to do, and how is that going to complicate what the Giants would like to get done at the deadline in terms of starting pitching?
Well, you think the market's the same? I know there's not a lot of starting pitching, but you know, who's the Scherzer's not going anywhere. I mean, you know, somebody like Scherzer. So who's the best pitcher? Who's the best starting pitcher on the market? And it might be Gausman. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Kyle Gibson was an all-star, and you know Texas is going nowhere.
Right.
He was having a great first half, but since the All-Star game, he's been getting lit up by the freaking Tigers. So his value appears to be going down. So you may want to roll the dice on him. I keep mentioning Jose Berríos of the Twins. Berríos of the Twins say, you know, we're not anxious to trade anybody that we have under club control for a while, which could just mean he's going to be really expensive. So those are two names that come to mind as far as starting pitching goes. We mentioned also being linked to the Giants, Starling Marte with the Marlins, and then Chris Bryant. The thing about Chris Bryant that's interesting, there's a chance, given what a guy of his caliber typically gets at the deadline, what you get in return for him when he's going to be a free agent, you might be able to get him for a lot less than you'd think. So keep an eye on Chris Bryant. The Giants might be able to pry him away from the Cubs at something approaching a bargain rate.
Is he a free agent, or does he have one more year at the end of the year?
Chris Bryant, I believe, will be a free agent. Yes.
He's a free agent. Mm-hmm. And then the question becomes, do you think you can re-sign him? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to re-sign him? You know, I mean, obviously, if you give up a lot, you're planning on re-signing him. If you're trying to, you know, if you're trying to part with something less valuable, maybe you can live with him not re-signing with the Giants. But Lord knows they could use a left fielder, an everyday left fielder. But you know what? Maybe that's not the Giants' MO. Maybe their Giants' MO is Platoon City. I mean, how many? I was talking about this yesterday. Crawford and Posey. Who else does Kapler just write into the lineup every day? And he doesn't Posey, obviously, because Posey sits out a lot. But Yaz? Other than that.
Yeah, but that also speaks to the beauty of someone like Bryant, because he's played five positions this year.
That's true.
Five positions this year.
That is true. I was looking at it more like he'd pencil him in left field.
Number five.
Every day, but you're right. He doesn't have to do that. All right. On the other side, we're going to talk more about the San Francisco Giants, who are on the verge of taking 3 out of 4. From the Los Angeles Dodgers, and also on the other side, I'm not sure if I can listen to any more Eric Clapton music.
What?
I'll tell you why. Yeah, I'll tell you why, Whitey, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy.
Miles Turner, he's a jackass.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs, featuring
Creepmeister Maximus Whitey Gleason
on 95.7 The Game.
All right. For all our listeners in Indianapolis and Gary, Elkhart,
Muncie? Yeah.
Muncie,
yeah.
Evanston, Or is it Evansville?
Evansville.
I know there's an Evanston, Illinois. Hmm. Evansville. Calumet. I don't even know now. I'm making up cities. I was kidding about Miles Turner. I was taken out of context.
He stinks.
No, I didn't even say that. I didn't say that. I was making a point. Making a point. Hey, Whitey.
AJ Ananobi.
No. That one's done. That's all done now. That one, delete that.
Nope.
Please. All right. This is the 40, by the way. It's the Whites. Basically, what it means is we talk sports for the last 40 minutes of the show, like we do for the first 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
Essentially.
I like it.
We just call it the 40.
For that. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to, go a little scattershot, we can go scattershot, or we can go focused. It's pretty much. It can be a potpourri of different things, but it also can be a drilling down of just one. But we usually do start at the same place, which is our lock of the day. There you go, Joe.
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Luck be a lady tonight.
It's Dibs Lock of the Day, and it's brought to you by BetQL. Looking for sports betting content all day long? Well, the BetQL network is now available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website. Over 10,000 home and auto-connected devices, and at BetQLnetwork.com. This is wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Betting angles throughout the day, insights from local and national experts, and entertaining content that keeps both casual and hardcore bettors engaged. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. BetQL Network streaming now on Odyssey. Dibs had the lock. He took the Marlins, the underdog Marlins, plus 133 at the Nationals last night. It went to extra innings. Could the fish come through?
And Alfaro down the left field line. That'll get down and get to the wall. Princeton scores. Birdie's on his way to third. He is held there. And it's an RBI pinch hit double for Jorge Alfaro to give the Marlins the lead in the 10th.
Yeah, one of the biggest swings for Alfaro this season.
And the Marlins would tack on one more to take home a 3-1 win. The underdogs knock off the Nationals. Dibs is a big winner. He's 1-0 in this set, but he's off today. He should be back tomorrow. So for now, Whitey, you're going to take over and make your first ever pick in Lock of the Day.
Okay,
no
just
pressure.
Let me be clear. This is kind of like when Luke Walton took over for Steve Kerr, and then the wins and losses, it all goes on Steve Kerr's resume, right?
No. I made a separate tab in my Google Doc where I keep all this organized. It's right down there, Whitey.
All right. Well, I've been scouring the schedules trying to come up with the perfect lock of the day. I reached out to Jim Cosimore, who's doing Olympic badminton, didn't get back to me. So here you go. Here it is. The pick is in. Love this mound matchup. Charlie Morton, 8-3 against Matt Moore for the Phillies. The Braves, -1.5 at Phillies, is your lock of the day. The Atlanta Braves, -1.5 at the Phillies. Charlie Morton against former Giant lefty Matt Moore.
Oh, with
love
the uptick.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. My.
Mm-hmm.
What? Is Jim Cosimore really doing badminton?
Yes, sir. For his, I think this is his 15th Olympiad. No, he's done it before. Yeah, he's doing Olympic badminton.
Say it.
Is
say
he doing
I'm
it from
sorry,
Japan?
Sir.
I actually don't think he's there. He's not here, but I think he's a remote location somewhere. Like, I think he's in New York or something, but I'm not sure how that works. But I know he's not going to be on the station
what
for a
while.
What is he,
NORAD?
And he went somewhere.
I mean, is he an underground location?
He went somewhere and he's going to
so
be doing Olympic badminton.
So you just shut your yapper.
Yeah.
So he may have had to go back to New York or New Jersey or maybe even just Fresno.
Yeah. I was on with him this week. He's like, I'm having my last night with my family before I go do the Olympics. But I'm not sure he actually went to the Olympics to do the Olympics. But he will be doing Olympic badminton.
Somebody put an APB out on Jim Cosimore. Jim Cosimore, please. Good for Coz.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Him and Kate Scott, our very own Kate Scott. doing their thing. Good for them. A little piece of news here. Willie Green was hired by the Pelicans. That was coming. He was an assistant for the Phoenix Suns. Also, was with the Warriors for a little bit. Willie Green to the Pelicans. You don't have to respond to that if you don't want to. You can.
I just don't know. I'm not sure about that roster. A lot of talent. I don't know that it fits. It didn't fit last year with what Coach Van Gundy was trying to do with them. Griffin, I think, is a capable GM. But there's just an issue of roster fit on that team for all that young talent. And maybe Willie Green can help give them a sense of direction, which they sorely lack in New Orleans, in the Crescent City, as they call it.
Of course. And if you want to go to the greater, and of course you go Big Easy. Lonzo Ball. I saw a report that said they're likely not to match. He's a restricted free agent, so if another team offers him a contract, the Pelicans have the ability to match. But the Pelicans are said to be interested in Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry. So clearly they would think of he as veteran leadership.
Stabilizing.
To bring to Zion and Brandon Ingram. And they'd then let Lonzo Ball go. It'd be interesting to see what Lonzo Ball is going to make money-wise. But anyway, Willie Green. The one big piece of news, and this is kind of big, that came out from the NFL today, was that any kind of COVID outbreak in the NFL essentially could lead to a team forfeiting. So if a team has a COVID outbreak and they have to postpone a game, if they can't make that game up within the regular 18-game schedule, the team with the outbreak's taking a loss. Hmm. And, you know, if you remember back to last year, I don't have the hard numbers in front of me, but how many games were – I mean, you lost track of Sunday's right. Steelers-Jacksonville games moved to Tuesday, and this one's moved to – you know, I don't even remember all those, but there were more than two or three from what I remember.
It's the traditional Tuesday afternoon doubleheader on ESPN. Yeah, I have to wonder, and I guess we have no choice but to take them at face value. I wonder if perhaps some of this is some saber rattling. You know, the NFL doesn't want to cancel games because if you cancel games, what do you do about, you know, for the networks that we were going to show the game? So, you know, they don't want to cancel any games. Is this just a little bit of, all right, you guys, you better get vaccinated or we're going to cancel your games? Now, if that is the case, I'm all for getting vaccinated. And on some level, I would appreciate that. But I have to wonder how sincere they are, because, you know, they don't want to cancel any games.
They don't want to cancel any games. And I think that, yeah, you call it saber rattling. I call it almost like a putting the cart before the horse. Hmm. Basically saying, we're telling you right now, if something happens to the point where you're going to take a loss. So it's not going to happen. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
And nobody's going to take a loss. That would be my prediction.
Right.
There will be no team that forfeits. Because if you remember last year, and what was the last part of what Garofolo said about now, they'll take every instance as it comes and they'll utilize as many avenues as they can to get a game in, like last year when they did. So they'll always be able to figure out a reason, I think, to continue to play games
right.
with or without an outbreak. That's kind of what I'm saying. Hey, by the way, I know you were wondering, your mean Mercedes, he's playing again.
Wait, he just retired, right? Your mean just walked away from the game. What?
He walked into the clubhouse at AAA tonight.
He's back? Retirement's over already?
Yeah, it's all gone now, the retirement.
This is the biggest reverse retirement story to come out of Chicago since Michael freaking Jordan, right? Your mean is back.
Not this bad.
This is awesome.
So for those that don't know, your mean Mercedes, a White Sox player, has had a little history with Tony La Russa, especially earlier in the season when he swung at a 3-0 pitch and La Russa criticized him. But anyway, he put out a message on his Instagram yesterday that it was over. He was retiring. He had just been sent down to AAA But nobody was even sure if that was the nobody knew why he was retiring. Even the papers, even the internet, the stories in Chicago were saying it's unknown what exactly led to him retiring. But, you know, he had a little issue with LaRusse earlier in the year, and he's been sent down. And so nobody really knew, and I guess nobody's going to know because he's back in uniform. Yeah.
Such a bizarre game, right? Your mean Mercedes going back to April. He was an AL Player of the Week. Your mean Mercedes. He opened the season. He had 415 with five homers and drove in 16 in 22 games in April. It's like, what? And then his average down to 271. You know, the carriage turned into the pumpkin and back to AAA he goes. It's just such a bizarre, bizarre game. But I think given what he did this year and the attention that he gathered for underdogs, baseball's a better game for your mean Mercedes staying in it at least for now. The larger issue with Tony La Russa, don't you think, Steiny? I think we have to say maybe hiring Tony La Russa was not the terrible idea we all assumed it would be. What do you think?
Oh, I thought you were going to say was a terrible idea. And then I was going to say, well, aren't they 19 games over 500?
58 and 38, so, yeah.
I'm kind of with you, Whitey. It does feel like he's a little out of touch. You think he's old school? Yes, he's old school. I mean, he berated his own player in the media. I mean, that's the thing about baseball. To me, it's the game where you can almost put your team out. Now, you have moves to make, but if you can fill out the same lineup, you know, most of the time, if I'm hitting fifth, if I'm going to be in the lineup 155 times a year, do I really care if I'm playing for Tony La Russa or Bob Melvin? Mm-hmm. If I know I'm going to be in the lineup 150, who cares? You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it's always about the, it's mostly about at-bats and playing time with a coach. You can tolerate a coach who yells at you if he's playing you 38 minutes a game.
Yeah, I know we're so focused on the Giants as we should be, but you got in the American League real quick. Boston's got 58 wins, the White Sox 58 wins, the Astros 58 wins, then you got Tampa Bay 57, and the A's with 55. Top five in the American League. The A's are not that far removed from the top record in the American League as it is right now. If the playoffs started today, guess where they'd be? Of course, the wild card game.
Nice. Here's a good one, Whitey. This is from the 310. Your mean Mercedes saying farewell more than the Who. I like it. That was a good one. That was uh-huh. a good one. Is Kyle yeah. laughing now, or is he meditating?
Can I say something, Steiny, real quick on behalf of relievers, since we're talking about baseball?
Sure.
I'm kind of a relievers advocate, as I mentioned, from Vallejo, and the great Tug McGraw was from Vallejo. And, you know, Tyler Rogers got blown up two nights ago, and then last night it was the Giants returning the favor to Kenley Jansen. I know that's something of a story out of L.A. today. It's like Dave Roberts upset. Dodger fans are booing Kenley Jansen. Why are you booing him? Well, it's because he has a habit of blowing some of the biggest games. It happens. But part of the problem, and this is unfair. This is unfair. It has to do with the language of the rule. Steiny, did you ever miss a free throw when you played basketball? I'm guessing you missed a few free throws. Good free throw shooter? Probably missed a few. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Did the stat say blown free throws, Steinmetz, 3? No, of course not, right? Yeah.
Well, if it went 3 for 4.
I know, but it wouldn't say blown. That's okay. It wouldn't say blown free throws, Steinmetz, 1.
Sure.
The quarterback throws, he's 15 for 19. It doesn't say blown completion attempts, Garoppolo. But in baseball, if you blow a save, if you don't convert a save, it's literally called a blown save. So to blow something means you made a mistake, right? You messed up.
Correct.
But that's what it's called. It's not failed to convert the save opportunity. And it's kind of ridiculous because, the other team's trying to score. But if a pitcher's out there, like Rogers last night, and I'm not a Dodger fan, but Kenley the last night, If you're not able to nail down the win, even if the other team just ties it, guess what? blown save. You blew it. And I just think that, you know, it's not that easy. The implication is, well, all you got to do is get three outs here. You got the lead. Oh, you didn't do it. You blew it. And I do think that's one reason why people get so upset. Not the only reason, but one reason fans get so upset about relievers when they don't come through, because it literally, the rule literally says he blew the save. So in a way, as a reliever advocate, I just think maybe we at some point we think about reworking the language a little bit. It's just not that easy. That's all.
I'm with you. And I
big this fat is, choke artist.
This is this is not a reliever. This is a language issue and a semantics issue. I agree. Because when you say Brady threw seven incompletions,
yeah,
that's kind of nice. It doesn't, harsh. You
right.
know, Giannis, he missed some free throws last night. Okay, mm-hmm. but you're right. Blown save has a it's caustic.
Yeah,
it's nasty. It's a little bit. Vile.
You failed. You failed. Yeah. You messed up. You made a mistake. How many times? Four blown saves this year. Oh my goodness. How is he even pitching at the major league level?
I love the idea of a quarterback having completions and blown completions.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Exactly. If anything in sport should be a blown this or that, it should be the free throw. Because there's, yes. you know, it's just you. Yeah. Like, he blew three free throws. That should be the blown stat, not the failing to, you know, take care of business in the ninth inning.
So what would you call it? An unsuccessful save?
That's
an what, unconverted
how can we make
save?
It kinder and gentler?
Hmm.
It's okay, pal. Well, you didn't get it this time. Try better next time. It's a long acronym, but
it's
I think
the,
we just call it a choke. That's what it is. You got one,
just a
two,
CJ,
three.
A choke job.
You got four chokes on the
it's
year.
It's not a choke every time a reliever doesn't right. get a save.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
choke artist.
My favorite stat is the blown hold. No, seriously, you get a hold, which is like you keep it in a save situation or whatever it is. I legitimately. But if you don't do that thing, it's a BH.
Is it really? I didn't know it was the blown hold is actually.
Yes,
I'm
pretty sure that's a real stat.
Huh. All right, Stunny. I'm glad you agree with me. I'm reluctant to bring it up today
Lou
because
Trevino's
it sounds like
got a
I'm
bunch
defending
of those.
Kenley Jensen, and I don't mean to do that, but, you know, just because somebody hits a home run off you or something doesn't mean, oh, but you blew it!
You blew
Sometimes it!
Sometimes
it does, but not always.
Well, it always gets back into the, do you boo your own players or not, if you're a fan? Is there, for example, and Kenley Jensen, relief pitchers, you're right, they're outliers. Let's take them out of the equation. Would there ever be a scenario in which Steph Curry got booed?
Probably not, but booing your own team is under certain circumstances it should be encouraged. If you feel your organization, your team, they're not giving you your money's worth, you know, that's never going to happen with Steph, and he's got so much his legacy is so great and he's done so much. That would never happen. But if you had a team that was, you know, hey, they're not trying, they're not putting their best foot forward, and these guys out here, they're not even trying. Yeah, of course you would boo your home team. Yeah, you should. You should boo the home team, especially because I'm paying for this boo.
There's no realistic scenario because of the type of person that Curry is that he would ever get booed. He could even say, hey, I'm not signing a contract here. You guys haven't done enough. I'm going to go home and play in Charlotte. And when he came back, he would get a video, a standing ovation. It would be incredible, right?
Yeah.
But if he was like, yeah, I'm going to sign, everything's looking good. And then he said, you know what? No, screw this. I don't get enough. Screw the fans. I hate the Bay Area. This place sucks. I'm going to L.A. And he signs with the Lakers. Then he gets it. But again, that's Steph Curry. He would never do that. So, no, I don't think there's a situation where Steph Curry ever gets booed in this area.
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen. He could show up at a Giants game wearing a Dodger hat, and I think people would be like, eh, all right.
I think it would be a little mixed, but it would be obviously a good-natured situation. You know what? Let's just say it is. But here's the other thing. It's so hard to imagine. Curry come because the only time I can imagine Curry coming back in another uniform is literally his last year in the NBA, where he may go. You know, he goes to Charlotte to play that one year.
He's like 47 years old, and he's playing like, you know, 8 minutes a game or something. Yeah,
and then he comes
probably
back
averaging 9 a game. Yeah,
exactly. Then he comes back to the Bay, and they do a whole tribute. Mm-hmm. It is hard to imagine Steph Curry. But, you know, I always like to do this. I always like to take something to its logical conclusion. I really do. All right, so Steph Curry, we don't know this, but Steph Curry is like, this team ain't going anywhere. And Bob and Joe, I'm not signing an extension this summer. I'm not signing an extension until the end of next year. And I'll sign at the end of next year if I think we're doing, you know, I'll sign as a free agent next year. But I need proof that we're headed in the right direction. So no, I'm waiting a year. Okay, that would obviously come out, and it would be a monster story. Curry declines extension with Warriors, and why? Because he wants to see. He still comes out opening night, or you know, opening night at the Chase Center. He's still getting a standing ovation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And in fact, he's earned such goodwill that the fans would be taking his side. They would be saying, get Steph help. Steph help. I mean, that's, you know, what I'm more interested in is, let's say Clay comes back next year, and so they have Draymond, Steph, and Clay. Would there ever be a situation where they would get booed kind of off the court? You know what I mean? You know how sometimes when a team's just getting hammered, like, I don't ever remember Steph, Clay, and Draymond getting booed at home during a bad performance. Booed. I mean, like, really, like, you know, we're not getting the effort that we wanted here at Oracle or Chase.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they could even do anything to get booed off the floor after a bad performance.
They've just banked so much goodwill that they have to actively and over a long period of time trying to undermine all the goodwill that they have built up here. And even then, it would be difficult because they're absolutely beloved, right? There are a few athletes like that in the Bay Area, but they are beloved by the fan base. So there's no way that they're going to be booed unless they go far out of their way to try to engender some sort of ill will. And even then, it would be difficult for them to start getting booed.
By the way, the 925 coming up with money. It's called the unconverted save.
There you go.
Unconverted save. That sounds much better. Thank you, 925.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it? Blown.
I said that.
Four blown saves. Mm-hmm. What's that?
I said unconverted save, and you said you needed it to be softer.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that.
Kyle runs the show.
I'm sorry. Did you hear it, Whitey?
I'm not sure. I don't want to get in the middle.
Doing a great job.
Yeah.
Well, check the tape.
Whitey, if you heard him say it, just say, yeah, Steiny, I heard it too. There's no middle.
If I didn't hear him say it, but I think he may have said it, and I say, I didn't hear it, then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm on your side. And he probably did say it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. All I know is you definitely said either. AJ Anunoby. I didn't know that. That's the only thing I know for sure. It was definitely
an
AJ.
Spadoni, why don't you use half the energy you used on AJ Anunoby and find out whether Kai said unconverted or not. Miles Turner.
That's the thing.
He's a jackass. We don't have.
I got
that
the tape
in our group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you.
So what would you call it? An unsuccessful save?
Unconverted
save.
How can we make it kinder in general?
There it was.
Oh well, I was talking over you. How could I ever hear you if I'm talking over you, Kyle? Come on. Well done, Kyle.
Thank you.
You're brilliant.
I'm from the 925 though, so it still kind of works.
Antioch's in the 925?
I'm not in Antioch, but yes, it is.
Brentwood. Brentwood. I thought Brentwood was a 510.
Technically in Brentwood either. No, Brentwood's definitely a 925.
Hello.
Okay.
All right. Come on.
Hello to somebody else out there, too. Somebody coming into the office yelling? Mm-hmm. Man. Hey, you know what? Whitey, we're going to do the notebook now.
Yeah. Steiny's notebook. Let's go.
I'm on the radio.
Now it's time to empty Steiny's notebook.
Well, that's what we do.
We fight. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch, and I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass.
Please.
Which you are. 99% of the time.
Why'd he go to hell?
What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want?
Jimmy. Jimmy.
Yikes.
Here's what we missed throughout the show.
All righty. Whitey, are you familiar with The Notebook?
I'm somewhat familiar. Yes, somewhat familiar. Looking forward. Kind of odds and ends and things that you've had in your notebook that we haven't had time for one reason or another to get to throughout today's program.
What's hi, it's The Notebook. Somebody cut this because this is another sound check. It's not just any notebook, Whitey. It's a Rhodia notebook. The best notebooks that are made. They are phenomenal. You usually see them with an orange cover, and you can get regular line paper or graph paper. I prefer the graph paper. Send that to Rhodia. Thank you. Yeah, I love Rhodia notebooks.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll sign it. I'll sign it. I will start it. Did you see the video of Giannis at the fast food joint?
Yeah.
Ordering 50-piece
huh? Yeah.
He's pretty... Let me ask you this. Of all the superstars, LeBron's got his haters. Curry's got his haters. Doncic, Dre. Is Giannis the most beloved star in the game right now?
I don't know if he's more beloved than say, Steph, but he just, there's less, at this point, there's less crackback against him. Right?
There's none.
Yeah, other than, he doesn't shoot free throws, especially with Giannis airball a free throw. But, yeah, the whole thing is staying there and doing it the right way and all of that. And then just coming through, and you talked about it yesterday, Steiny. He was just so involved in everything that happened at both ends. I don't know if we can say anymore that there's a right way or wrong way to do it, because players certainly have a right to exercise, you know, free agency. But it was just so impressive. And I got a little choked up seeing he and Budenholzer and Middleton after the game, after they won the championship, the three of them hugging, and I can imagine what they were saying. That got to me a little bit, because I was thinking, you know, I'm not a Bucks fan, but good for you guys. Well done.
Who do you think is more universally liked around the league, Klay Thompson or Giannis Antetokounmpo?
That's exactly what I'm getting at. Exactly. Players like that, like even Cleveland fans, I guarantee you, whether it's like or hate Klay less, they hate Klay less than Draymond or Steph. Klay definitely. You know who I would have put in there maybe up to a couple years ago was Damian Lillard.
Lillard was
a guy in Portland, but I guarantee you if he starts making waves, he'll lose some people. I think Tim Duncan was kind of universally liked, or at least there wasn't even a segment that couldn't stand him.
Ray Allen?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, Ray Allen. Mm-hmm. Ray Allen would fit that. But, yeah. You got anything in yours, Whitey? Or you want me to just...
No, I'm sorry. I didn't have my notebook with me, and yours is... your notebook seems like it's overflowing.
Okay. Well, it always is. All right. I tell you what. Here's the second. I got about five things written down here.
Okay.
You know, Chris Paul. Chris Paul. The Lakers are said to have interest in Chris Paul and or Russell Westbrook. The Lakers. Now, Chris Paul, Whitey, has an opt-out clause. It's a player option for $44 million. He said he's going to opt out and become a free agent. He's going to give up 44 guaranteed for 1 year to see if he can cash in probably one more time for another, 125, 150? Maybe a three-year 140, something like that?
Mm-hmm. The thing about Russ is, you know, Russ is just a stubborn player. I've talked to Jim Barnett about this, and he's so incredibly talented, uniquely talented, and he plays so hard. He just continues to take too many bad shots, and he turns the ball over at inopportune times. He's not very efficient, and he plays the way he plays because deep down he wants to win, and he feels like, we're better off me doing this. This is our best chance to win, but he's not always right about that. I don't see how he would be a good fit there unless he were willing to just transform his whole approach. And Chris Paul, I mean, I mentioned this earlier. Isn't that the last thing Spadoni's Lakers need is another aging, broken down superstar with Anthony Davis, broken, you know, the year he had? Yeah, Chris, I know he stayed relatively healthy this year, but he's typically, you know, hamstring issues in 37. I don't know. I could see how he would want to do it, but LeBron and Anthony Davis and Chris Paul next year, you think by the time we get to the finals that three of those guys are still going to be able to play? I don't know. I hope I'm wrong.
Well,
I'm
he wouldn't
skeptical.
Play as much because he'd be Alex Caruso's backup, as you know, Whitey. So.
Sure. Well said.
I see your. I definitely see what you're saying, Whitey, but I also...
You think it works, huh?
I saw him in game six, and I don't care what you say. He was the best player on the floor for the Suns. Devin Booker and Ayton didn't play well. Chris Paul, you know, he still got you 20-plus. He'd be an interesting one. Boy, would they be slow, though. Holy Toledo. And how often would they – although I'll tell you what, one thing about the Lakers, they don't move the ball at all.
No.
I mean, they do not move the ball.
Yeah, so bring in Russell Westbrook. That'll take care of that. That's a great idea. Right?
Well, and you know what? Chris Paul will move it, but he dribbles it a lot, too.
Yeah, so the turnovers that he
like
had.
All of a
sudden
they become the... Yeah.
I saw one of the State Farm commercials last night. He had two turnovers in that. I mean, I don't know what happened to him. So freaking loose with the basketball in the finals, Steiny.
Did you hear what Isaiah... Was it Isaiah Thomas?
I think the Suns trying Isaiah to get Thomas. Him, too?
No, did you hear what Isaiah Thomas... No, it wasn't Isaiah Thomas. Maybe it was.
Joe Dumars.
Said about...
What are you talking about?
No, said about Chris Paul.
No, what?
And it might be wrong, but he said he basically... You know, if you're a point guard that has 10 assists... I'm sorry. Yeah, 10 assists and one turnover. What that tells me is you're playing safe. Hmm. You're playing very safe. And you're not trying to make passes unless you know they're going to get through. And the thinking was, is, you know, Chris Paul, because he doesn't kind of take chances to try to get 15, you know, because he'd rather, he doesn't want to turn the ball over. That's his number one thing. But, you know, maybe a turnover here or there, which it translates into three or four more assists, maybe you should start doing that is what he...
By the way, I refer to a turnover in basketball as a blown possession transfer, and he had a lot of those. How many times, especially in the last game?
Why'd he go to hell, man?
That's really funny.
Yeah, do the Suns, you know, when their offense gets stuck, it's like, I'm going to bounce it or lob it in the general direction of the post, and maybe Ayton can make a play.
Right.
They asked a lot of Ayton in that last game, Steiny, in my opinion.
Yeah, they did. By the way, the text line here, Whitey, 650, saying Chris Paul is, all capital letters, not a 3-year, $160 million player. I think I said 150, but then I think I said 140. But why is he opting out of a $44 million deal? I mean, he clearly thinks he's going to get at least $30 million a year over the next three, right?
Or he wants to get a ring with his buddy LeBron and finally get to L.A. when he should have gotten to L.A. all those years ago, but Commissioner Stern blocked the deal.
Oh, God, Whitey. I wish you would have done that earlier. We could have done a whole segment on it. I forgot you got a great Stern. How much time we got here, Joe?
50 seconds.
Okay. The Lakers don't have cap room, right?
I don't know. You have me at a disadvantage, sir. I'm not sure.
They can create some. They can get rid of Kuzma, yeah. Montrezl Harrell, doing signing.
Can they create enough
to Dennis Schroeder?
Can they create enough to get Chris Paul?
Sure, he'll probably take a discount to play with his buddy LeBron.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder how much though. I mean, he ain't going there for the mid level.
If he's opting out of that much, you'd have to assume. I mean, I think he thinks he can't win a title with the Suns.
That's right. Yeah. You wonder if that has changed. Anyway, Good place to leave it, particularly because the show's over. All right.
Have a good vacation,
coming
Steiny.
Up next. Thank you. DRK coming up next, and I like their guest list. They've got Steve Garvey, 245, Mark Spears joining them also. They'll figure out what time, but Mark Spears is also involved. Thanks for listening, everybody. Okay, so maybe you throw in an AJ Ananobi or somebody like that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.